I just retired from Baltimore City Public Schools after 36 years as a speech and language pathologist, and I wanted to tell two short stories. One is my very first day of teaching. Now, I had gone to graduate school, so I was all of 23. And so back then there were we didn't have too much mentoring. You sort of, kind of sink or swim. So I made it through half the day, and I get to the cafeteria, and, the kids are lined up. And then I see over to one side, there look to be these salads that are in tuna, which are obviously for the teachers. So I kind of walked over there, and I was immediately stopped by one of the cafeteria ladies. Now, the cafeteria ladies have a lot of power in school. And so I was reprimanded for butting in line, and I kind of stopped and said, I thought there were special lunches for the teachers. And they said, oh, you're a teacher. Well, my only consolation was that the school did go up to sixth grade, so that, they thought I was at least 12. So that was the first day of school. Another anecdote I remember from over the years is I had a lot of twins and siblings that I saw together. There were a lot of siblings that were like 1 year apart, and they seemed to work together in groups, and then many twins over the years. And so that was relevant to these characters. And another background piece of information is in the course of their various lessons or skills or objectives, kids would tell me a lot of stories, and I'd let them go with it. I figured they're working on their narrative skills, and I would hear all sorts of things, about like the horse that lived in the basement or the kitten that someone rescued from the bottom of the dumpster, and I'm like kind of asking questions, not getting, too prying, and my standard answer was, wow, that's a really interesting story, or you tell that really well. And here was the time where I couldn't come up with an answer. I had two schools, so I wasn't in a school every day, and back then, years ago, the faculty was not all connected by email. Nowadays, anything happens in a school, and like half an hour later, the principal has emailed it to everyone. But so I was in the neighborhood, though, on a day I hadn't been in school, and I saw one of my seven-year-old students, and I saw her and her older sister together. And this was in a five and dime, probably one of the last five and dimes that were in Baltimore City. And she comes up to me with great excitement and says, my sister died. And I look right at her and said, you're kidding, right? And, she says, she ran out into the street. She was hit by a car. And it was hard to think of what to say. Then I saw the adult with her came over. I didn't really know the family and just kind of verified it. And I was speechless. They don't really teach you, what to say or do when you hear that piece of information from a seven-year-old out in public. And I'm sure in the weeks and months afterwards, I tried to say the right things to this kid. But that was the time that I was, as the speech teacher, like, speechless. So that's my story.